Hi, this is. Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica. On a recorded
line.
Hi,
this is Geneva Brown.
Oh, hi, Geneva. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm up to the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear. Did you ever have, like, a reoccurrence where you went to, like, remission and then it came back?
A remission, it came back to me.
Yeah? Okay. And then you said you were the one that was diagnosed, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what year were you diagnosed?
This was back in, I would say, February 21st, 2016. Yes, 2016.
2016, okay.
I mean, 2012, to be honest. My bad, not 16. I was just thinking about that. I ended.
Mm-hmm. So 2012?
Yes.
You said February 21st?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you spraying it at home or at work or both?
Home. Oh. Backyard.
Okay. And you were you the one doing the spraying yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it would have been direct exposure. You sprayed personally. And what city did you spray it in?
This was in Fresno, California.
And then was anyone else in the household, like other than yourself, also affected?
No, just me. Just me.
Okay, and what was your age at time of diagnosis?
I would say 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you know estimately when you first started using the product? And this would be
you
just
said when
best
I first
your,
started?
Yeah, just best to your said knowledge.
Like the first day? I can't
what
recall
year?
The actual first day. Oh, the year. That was 2012.
In 2012 as well?
Yeah.
How often were you spraying it?
How often? Once a month.
Once a month. And then it was once a month. Was it year round or a few months out of the year?
A few months out of the year.
Okay. How many months?
I used it for about 2 years though, but I used it once.
So since 2010?
I was spraying still, yeah. Hello.
I'm still here. One moment. So you were spraying for 2 years before the diagnosis?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So 2010 then, do you think you started spraying it?
Yeah, I sprayed it about 2010, yeah. I started spraying it, and then 2012 when I got diagnosed.
Okay, did you ever stop spraying it?
Yes, I stopped spraying it right before I went and got diagnosed. I started feeling like rashes, started seeing rashes on my neck, on my arms, short breaths.
Was that in 2012 then that you stopped?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I just want to make sure. So 2 years total. Right?
Yes.
And then do you think you sprayed it at least 10 times or more?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say more than 15.
Okay. And the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
Okay. iPhone. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just let me know if you've ever been diagnosed with these. HIV, AIDS?
No.
Organ transplant or autoimmune disease?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
Say it again.
Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Okay. And then has there been any other cancers other than, any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
No, that's it.
Okay. And then any family history of cancer?
No.
No, okay. And then just to reconfirm, you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the spelling of your first name, is it G-E-N-V? G-E-N-E-V-A?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. And then can you spell your last name?
Brown, B-R-O-W-N.
Okay. Do you have a suffix at all? Like junior, senior, second?
No. Okay. No, not at all.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married?
No.
And then what is your date of birth?
12/26/1989.
Okay, and then your social?
623-309072.
Okay, and then just again to reconfirm, you said birth date was 12/26/1989.
Yes.
And then social 623-309072.
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like a TV commercial, social media?
Facebook.
Facebook, okay.
I seen a little ad on Facebook and when I signed up for it.
Okay. Do you know when you first, like what year estimately you first became aware that your cancer might be related to Roundup?
About in between the 2011 and 2012.
So the same year you got diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And then... let's see. What is your height?
I am 5'11".
Okay, and then your weight?
225.
Okay. And then what is your email address?
BIGGOLDIE 510@yahoo.com.
And again, it was BIGGOLDIE 510@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone you're speaking on, you said is your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then next year we'll go through the Roundup usage information. So you said you sprayed it, it was once a month for how many months?
About six, I would say, yeah, more than a year, so.
But it was 6 months out of the year?
Yeah, 6 months out of the year.
Okay, and then so that would have been like 12 times. If it was once a month for 6 months, it'd be 6 times per year. The 6 times 2 is 12, so 12 times total.
Yeah, 12 times total.
Okay. And then did you spray Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then, did you use any protective gear while spraying Roundup?
I didn't.
No.
Should have, but I didn't.
Okay. And then, you said you were spraying at home, so it would have been residential, right?
Yeah, residential, my backyard.
Okay. Backyard. And then, what state did you use the product in? Was it only California?
Yes, California.
And then how were you first exposed? Was it from, like, lawn care and maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. And you already told me you were the one spraying it yourself, so it would have been direct exposure.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. Did you ever live near a water well or get water from a well?
No.
No, okay.
I thought you were talking about the street name.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. Do you know what type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrated, premix?
It was concentrated.
Okay. Do you know where you were purchasing it? Like a Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's?
Home Depot for sure.
Home Depot. Do you have any proof of purchases, like receipts, credit card statements, anything like that?
I would, but I would have to go back home. I went on vacation with my wife, my girlfriend, mm-hmm. and it's back at home, so I would have to go through any paperwork back there. And we've been gone. We're going to be gone for a couple weeks.
Okay. And then do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No, not no more.
Okay. Have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
Back in the day, probably a couple of years back, not no more.
Okay. Do you know how many years you smoked?
Probably 2.
Okay. And then, are you currently employed?
Unemployed right now.
Okay. And then, did you lose any time from work due to the surgery? Or because of surgery or treatment related to the diagnosis?
No, I wasn't working then.
No, okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, then other than like minor traffic offenses, like a parking ticket. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then is there a copy of the medical record?
The doctor has them.
Okay. No worries. And then who was the diagnosing doctor and facility?
Her name was Lee, L-I. Then L, then G-E.
G-E?
Yes.
Okay. At what hospital facility?
The hospital was, it was a medical. It was a medical center I went to.
In what city?
This was Fresno, California.
Fresno. Okay, let me see. Does 6121 North Lisa Street, Fresno, sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Is it Oncology Associates of Fresno Medical Group? Does that sound familiar?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Or Community Regional?
Community Regional? Yes, yes. You're right. You're correct.
Okay, this may be the wrong person. That one says New York. I apologize. Let me...
The medical center? You want the address to it? I got the address down on file in my, my files. I can get it for you if you need me to.
Was her first name Lisa? Oh, there's a Clovis.
Yes.
Clovis Community Medical
Center. Yeah, Clovis.
Center.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Clovis. I keep forgetting Clovis and Fresno is different. You can't say Fresno. You got to say Clovis.
Okay. Well, I'm
sorry
here.
About that.
It's okay.
Yeah.
On Heardon Ave, 2755
yes.
Heardon. Okay. Did you have treatments there as well?
Yes, I did.
You did. Okay. And then what year did you have treatments? Like chemo,
the
radiation?
Year I had treatment?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably like August 12th, 2018.
August 12th. 2018?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay. And then you said there was chemo?
Yes.
Okay.
Chemo, and, radiation.
Okay. And then what is your mailing address?
My mailing address is going to be 4767 North Cedar, Cedar Avenue, apartment 103, Fresno, California, 93726.
So 4767 North Cedar Ave, apartment 103, Fresno, California, 93726.
Yes.
Okay. And then the emergency contact information, we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency
okay.
contact?
Yes.
Do they live
you
with you?
Yes.
Okay. Do we have permission
Jasmine?
To contact just in case?
Yeah, just in case, yes.
Okay. And then you said Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. And then relationship, girlfriend, is that what you said?
Yeah, girlfriend, yes.
Okay. And then phone number?
It's going to be 916, hold on, let me get the rest of the number, 916-826-4159.
Okay. Okay, so bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold real quick while I prep up the forms and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one moment.